truth.
Immediately following the first attack, I implemented our government's emergency response plan.
Morning, you are being monitored by CCTV.
The government claims that they want to just give you a hand. Alex Ansari wants to give them the finger. Alex Ansari, Outside the Box.
Some sort of cooperation now with the Ethiopian troops, which is primarily a Christian government. Not to get religious here, but there are some major ethnic tensions happening in this region. Now, unfortunately, like many of the stories that we've read of, and we're going to go through a couple others as well, more civilians than actual real suspected terrorists died in this attack. And the Pentagon is being a little bit hesitant to describe if the three main Al-Qaeda henchmen, Al-Qaeda leaders, are dead or not. The supposed reason for the attacks. Pentagon officials confirmed one air attack on Monday as part of a much wider offensive, and that, of course, involves Ethiopian planes, not only United States planes. The strike was aimed at an Al-Qaeda cell set by Washington to include suspects in the 1998 bombing of U.S. embassies in East Africa and a hotel in Kenya. Now, some officials said many died in Monday's strike, the first overt U.S. military action in Somalia since the 18 U.S. servicemen were killed in 1993. Now, we're going to go over a couple of other articles as well pertaining to this issue. One of them point out that there were some British citizens that were pointed out as being Al-Qaeda suspects living in that region. According to thesun.co.uk, British terror suspects have been killed or taken prisoner in a U.S. air blitz against Al-Qaeda targets in Somalia, it was claimed yesterday. Malay Zenawi, the prime minister in Ethiopia, says many international terrorists are dead. Of course, they're not very specific, of course. It's just a broad headline. Many terrorists are dead. When you look at the death toll, we see civilians. Interestingly enough, the president of Somalia is also highly supportive of this violent United States launch of new warfare that we're seeing now. That is, they're not there with the troops. They're on the ground. They're doing most, nearly all of this by plane. And there's a debate going on right now on how many and if.
When the bullet hits the bone, when the bullet hits the bone. People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. It's basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. And you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
This is Outside the Box. We're coming to you live January 20th, 2007. We had a few minor technical difficulties, but of course, we are here back live. For those just now joining us, I'm going to be here every Saturday between the hours of 2 and 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. That is, of course, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, of course, because of scheduling conflicts, yada, 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 I'm not going to be able to make the Monday through Friday show. But I still want to broadcast and provide some more content for the movement that we're actually trying to save at this point. Now, there's a lot of different things, a lot of different news stories to discuss, but I want to leave, of course, the microphone open in your direction, allow you to call in with the issues that you're passionate about. I'm sure that there's a lot of things that I'm not going to get to this afternoon. So if there's something you want to talk about, even if you disagree, pick up that telephone, that cell phone, or whatever you have, and punch in these numbers. 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. What was interesting about hearing just the tail end of Volkswagen News was his brief mention of fluoride in the water. Now, this is an area I'm not an expert on, but I remember actually on my way to work last night downtown in Portland, walking by the Portland Tribune, an infamous police state sympathizer, I would give them the title, but nonetheless, there is a, and this has been going on actually in my region, my neck of the woods here in Oregon, for some time. Down on the, and we're talking the local level, the state level, there are heavy debates going on whether to put mandatory fluoride in the water supply in the state, in Portland, in the Portland metropolitan area, and elsewhere. I missed the part where this was necessary, where you walk down the street, and unless someone is homeless, lives a rougher life than normal, does a lot of methamphetamines, for the most part, people have all their teeth. So it's actually, and we see this many, many times over in other aspects of government, trying to fix a problem that actually doesn't exist. And in the meantime, using their formula of problem, reaction, solution, they provide, of course, this alternative way out, which in turn really seems to be the problem. And that is, what does fluoride actually do to the mind of young children? Now, I don't want to get into a big tirade on fluoride. I'd like to actually have somebody on who's an expert on that area, but today's not the day for that. But I do remember being in the second grade and having to swish this liquid in your mouth. And I remember only doing it a couple times, and then I never did it again. That pink substance was fluoride. And I remember sometimes when you're young,
when you are innocent, vulnerable. You need adults, you need supervisors to protect you from the dark element that's out there because you're so young. Sometimes, even when you're little, and I've been through this experience many, many times in my life, you know when something's wrong, when you should not be eating something. Why so many children, on the other hand, are drawn to all these sugary snacks and all the other things that poison our body in other ways, for the most part, is a direct result of them not knowing any better, being innocent, and, of course, the mass marketing. You can see this with a little kid jumping up and down, screaming for his father or mother to get him a certain toy. In fact, I remember those days. I remember being a big fan of Knight Rider, for example, when I was very, very young, being 8 years old, and asking my father to give me this fancy Knight Rider watch that I saw at this food for less crappy 99-cent type of grocery store. And I remember thinking at the time, this was the coolest thing. This was what I wanted. I remember telling my dad that, if you get me this, I'll never ask for another thing again. What that did for me, I remember my dad laughing at that thought, but that observing how I've changed over time, become less materialistic, and also have seen other people become more materialistic, because there's always this constant theme of escape, of trying to find ways or things here in the material world to make ourselves feel better about ourselves. Now, the fundamental difference between Western thought and Eastern thought is that the basics of Western thought in terms of the view of the material world is that we're happier the more we gather in this third dimension, in the physical world. Well, the way we get our happiness is through external things or other people. Some of the core aspects of Eastern thought that I think is important for us to consider and think about when also discussing fighting and combating the New World Order crime syndicate is to understand the spiritual message of finding that peace of inner harmony that we all really want from within, not without. The other coin to this, in understanding this just a little further, but pulling the veil of the layer of the onion just one more time, is also the concept of being addicted to certain things, ideas, people, places, concepts, to where we can literally carve out what we think is possible, and because of our not wanting to feel that pain, feel that pressure, feel the urge to change our way of thinking, sometimes we just kind of stay in the same rut because we don't want change because we're not ready for it. We're addicted to basically feeling our own little miserable way that we've been feeling and looking at the world for so long. This is a time of change. As you go and you start reading through the reports that I and many others have talked about over the course of the last couple of years, me just a few years, some people have been talking about these things for several decades. And what I'm talking about is how our world is changing in terms of what is freedom today. What makes a human being a human today in the year 2007 as opposed to the year, for example, 1967 or 57, which in fact was not that long ago. I mean, in a way you could say that time is an illusion. These are just numbers, these names that we give to these years to give form to where we are in this illusion called time. The truth is, life is change. And what we're seeing over the course of the next few years leading up to 2012 and beyond is going to determine the outcome of the next decade after that, if we even make it that far. So we're focused on today, and of course, give me a call and we'll discuss this even further. Stick around.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. It's basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver. It covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back, my friends. And again, the numbers to call, 1-800-313-9443, open lines. I have a publication in front of me called New Connection, the Pacific Northwest Journal of Conscious Living. Most of the stuff that I've read to you on this program over time has been about focused on just the problem of the New World Order, the new globalized structure that more people are talking about outside of this circle, including, by the way, a British chancellor who also talked about the emerging New World Order, end quote, in our relations with India. We'll actually get to that a little bit later. But I remember... you know, I don't like my job. I don't like my day job. And I'm constantly looking at what I do outside of right here, which is my real passion. Constantly looking for new ways to challenge myself and my way of thinking in terms of negative thinking and apply that to work or try to raise the vibration just a little bit. Now, that's a big task. Seems like an impossible task, and I give up on that all the time. But one still worth, you know, to some degree, aspiring towards instead of just giving up. So that's been quite a challenge for me. And sometimes the very last thing that I want to be focused on, because it happens anyway, is the problems of the day and what I'm going to talk about on my next show, when I'm in my zone, when I daydream, when I'm at work. But quite often, if I'm really serious about changing my outlook, I'll read something more positive, like New Connection. Now, their website isn't the best, but they really do a good free publication. And they wrote, somebody wrote a really good, Vicki Thompson, editorial on the concept of peace. a deeper look at peace, something that we're all trying to attain, not just in the physical sense, but deep within. So there are a lot of interesting thoughts here that resonate with me quite a bit, and I thought that I would share them with you. Now, she notes that, of course, and I agree, there are many, many definitions of peace. It is, of course, the absence of war or an agreement to end hostilities. Peace is inner calm and contentment. It's harmony. For some people, it's singing. But most of all, it could be defined, peace that is, as an alignment with who we are. Okay, so peace is something, first of all, that begins with us. And I think that's really important about this editorial, something to understand. It's not necessarily that all these physical factors in the world outside of us have to be in place for us to feel okay or happy. Peace is something that has to start now with us. Now, you can look at the traditional viewpoint where peace is something happening outside of you, but what you call, some call spiritual peacemaking, it's more of a deeper understanding that peace is something that has to happen inside, and then from there, you take the initiative and let that radiate to everyone else in the world around us, outside of us. This is also known as the ripple effect. So I also want to encourage people to try to find a place of truth and peace within yourself, that place of alignment, to, of course, merging your will and the will of the Almighty. So your will or your ego is not driving the whole truck down over the cliff, of course, dominated by fear, doubt, and worry. We're like little children, in a way, learning to amplify and utilize that energy. When we do that, peace can eventually, if we do it enough times, like habit, any kind of training, become the natural effect, your natural reaction to the world around you, that feeling of peace. Now, I brought that up because this is something I struggle with. I'm not just talking out of my rear end here. This is serious. What we talk about with the globalized world and this rising of anger and hate, it's not very funny, and it's not a joke, and it's not just about the conspiracy. We're actually talking about humanity as a whole and the collective species driving itself insane. I looked at this recent situation with the snow here in Portland, by the way, which has melted. We're okay now. But initially, when that happened, there were a number of violent crimes that happened here in the Portland area. For some reason, when the weather changes slightly, so do people. So what I've always thought in a non-religious and non-cookie-cutter New Age way is to open your mind to the idea, if it isn't already, to the concept that there isn't a direct separation between what happens physically within the globalized superstate structure and what's happening within your own heart. A lot of complex energies going on right now. And for us to waste our time in illusion is a tragedy. Now, before we go to the next break, I want to make a quick announcement before we move on with the program. There's a Stop the Violence vigil going on exactly 4 hours from now right here in Portland, downtown. Now, it's going to be on the corner of Northwest Broadway and Hoyt at 4:30 p.m. And they, of course, are demanding justice there, the people that are going to be in attendance, for a 15-year-old who was tasered 13 times. He had autism, and he was carrying a plastic stick. He did not drop the plastic stick, and, of course, then he was tasered no less than 13 times. They're also going to be there praying for the fallen soul, the fallen man, the soul that has passed on, James Chassie Jr., a man who suffered from schizophrenia. He was beaten by police about a mile from that site on September 17th last year. Speakers are going to be there, and of course, that's on the corner of Northwest Broadway and Hoyt, near the train station on the number 9 bus line, Saturday, that's today, January 20th, 2007, at 4:30. More news and information after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Can't you bet satellite is here? RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellites is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Taking the information and news that you want to hear out of the underground and back in the mainstream. I'm Alex Hansery, and this is Outside the Box. Kim Case reveals gap in search know-how. Many of you may have remembered the broadcast from about a month ago where I talked about the man who traveled from San Francisco with his family right up here in the Northwest. Unfortunately, he got separated from his family after they got lost. He had them wait in the car, and he continued to look for help. Unfortunately, when he passed on from this planet, he was found within a mile of a lodge. He almost made it, but he didn't. And my heart goes out to people. I want to make that clear before I go into the article. It does. There are a lot of tragedies. However, and this is key, there is this urge, there is this push to create this perfect utopia where, if we have just the right recipe and formula of faith in this false God consciousness of the surveillance society, the panopticon, utopia, dystopia actually, then everything's going to be fine. There will be no criminals, there will be no dangerous alleyways, no muggers, no rapists, no crazy crackheads that can get away from the all-powerful, all-encompassing, dome-shaped, like, camera. Which is not just about the camera, it's about the metaphor of what it means of surveillance, how we're moving, how there is no place to hide. Now, on the topic of Kim, Your report is now urging more training on using cell phone signals to track missing people. So, of course, like many other articles that I've gone over the past year and a half, specifically on surveillance, it always starts that way. This is a good thing, not a negative thing. It has nothing to do with the war on terror, nothing to do with this, nothing to do with that. We just want to help people. Now, according to the Oregonian, and this is written by Steve Sue and Elizabeth Sue, the search for the missing Kemp family of San Francisco revealed a problem that could arise in any of the 800,000 missing persons cases opened nationwide each year. Many detectives don't understand how to follow clues left by a person's cell phone. Your cell phone communicates with your wireless network, even when you are not talking. The phone sends signals to the nearest cellular tower so that your phone company knows where to route an incoming call. Now, a lot of you, I can stop here because this is old news, very old news. But it's still important to bring up the old stories that we heard of about cell phones being tracked and how many different ways, how many different categories they are being suggested for use for police tracking. I mean, you have the issue of missing persons. You have criminal cases. You have the meth epidemic. And for whatever reason, we do have a problem in our hands with super labs to some degree. However, how many different ways can they use that to eventually get to a point in society where people no longer question at all? Cell phones are being tracked. Our phones are being listened to. It's no big deal. Now, the real reason, and I've always said this, and I'm going to continue to, why people gravitate towards that perspective. I used to wonder, do people really believe that stuff they're saying? It's okay for the government to spy on me. It's okay. Maybe one day I'll get a chip. Now, most people actually don't say that. Actually, a lot of people aren't ready for the microchip. That's going to come later on. They're getting us ready for the biometric world first. That's important to understand. A lot of people think that's cool. They see it in movies. They see it against something that they can measure against. Oh, look at this celebrity using this biometric device in this James Bond 007 film. Hey, that looks kind of cool. You see? So the seed, therefore, at that point, has been planted. But a lot of people know there's something wrong. Not just about the world of tracking and tracing, but on a, almost like some sort of, I don't want to use the word psychic, I'll use the word instinctual level. And at that level where people know something's wrong, but they're not going to do anything about it because their mind has already been taken over. They have allowed it to be taken over by fear. You know, it is on our own free will and volition that we overcome our own fears, that we basically, to put it bluntly, stare at ourselves in the mirror for just a moment and ask ourselves if we are accomplishing all the things that we sought out in this life to accomplish. If we're doing all the things that we intended to do when we came into this world. And a lot of people, you know, they look at themselves and they look at their family and they look at their house and their cars and they look at what they've built. And a lot of people aren't happy. Okay? They aren't happy. Because if you go down the street and you begin to ask people what the meaning of life is, here's what you may get. You may get a variety of different responses, some of them very spiritual in their nature, very in-depth. But if you were to take that same percentage of people that believe those things and observe how many of them are applying them in real time, in real streaming, full-on audio, and beaming it back out to the real world, you would find a much smaller percentage of that. Another way that I've seen this formula manifest itself, people knowing the truth but being too afraid to do something, excuse me, is, of course, the 9/11 truth movement, which has its own formula of nearly, in some polls, half of Americans more. In some polls, depending on the online poll for CNN, was 90% of Americans or people in that poll question 9/11. But how many out of that pool of people, of thinking, questioning individuals, are actual activists? You know what I mean? Are people that are actually taking the DVDs, the information and passing it on to others. But more importantly, validating and revalidating that it's true for themselves. And then coming back to the fight, which it is, of good and evil, to put their two cents in and do something for the movement, something that people aren't used to doing. And that is putting a few different things, like defending your country the way it should have been all along, being a patriot, being a Paul Revere to the best of your ability, even if you're not perfect or a perfect speaker. There's something you can do. Now I'm starting to get fired up because there are so many things we can do, but it is the fear, it is the fallacy, and it is this negative attitude that unless we can see the end result perfectly crystal clear, unless we have a leader of some form to lead us out of this mess, that we're not going to waste our time. My friends, none of this is a waste of time. You know why? Because I've always believed, and I've said this before, that everything you do, everything you say, even the thoughts that you have, it has an impact. Everything we do has an impact. And I spoke earlier about this concept of peace through this spiritual magazine. Now I'm going to get to some criticisms I have of the article instead of just focus on the nice and fluffy and the good stuff and why sometimes I have conflicts with people that consider themselves metaphysical or New Age. And I'll get specifically into that because sometimes when we're looking for the answers, we can recreate our own box and, of course, get trapped in an illusion about what is reality and what is possible, even from those telling you that anything is possible. See, here's what I'm looking at. I see this talk about peace, and in a way that they're right. If you want peace, you peace for peace. There was a whole question that Mother Teresa was given. Why did you never attend a Vietnam anti-war protest? She said, that would give it more energy. If you had a pro-peace protest, I would be there. And in a way, she's right, and I understand what she's talking about from an energy perspective, keeping your energy in the right place. Unfortunately, and this is the cold, hard slap in the face of reality that we have to face if we want to move forward and stay educated, is that this attitude sometimes is really nothing more than an attitude, not a real deep belief. And so people adapt those talking points in their arsenal. Oh, I don't want to get caught up in the negativity. Oh, I don't want to get caught up in all of that. I don't want to give it any power. Oh, I just want to focus on the positive. Oh, I don't even want to say that part of me is really torn over the war in Lebanon last summer and really connect with those people and understand the oppression that they were under when the Israeli warplanes destroyed already bombed out homes, apartment complexes full of women and children. In many cases, when the father figure or the male figure, the protector, is either in prison, is either out there on the streets fighting with the other men, something, doing something to survive. You know, there's actually a movie called Red Dawn. Red Dawn stars Charlie Sheen and a number of other Hollywood actors. And they were basically in this film fighting the Russians. It's a fictional movie. Many of you have seen it. That's from the early 80s about the Russians coming and invading the United States. Now, it made no sense whatsoever because that wouldn't happen that way. It was a really ridiculous film. But you got connected on an emotional group mind, hive mind type of level with the insurgents because that's what they were. They were insurgents hiding in the trees, fighting off the enemy in this film, so we learn to root for them. After all, they are Caucasian Americans, are they not? Now, this is not the first time that the idea of fighting behind the trees, not out in the open, was popularized. Would you like me to tell you the first time this was popularized in this nation? It's called the Revolutionary War. And we were considered at the time to be terrorists. Fighting behind trees, fighting the evil imperialistic powers of King George. Well, now we have a new King George to fight. Unfortunately, the rules of engagement are not necessarily going to be the same in this in-game scenario. What's important to realize about that, that that's what people did when they really cared about their country. They would do something. They would mobilize. And the important thing to realize about the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit, it doesn't get a lot of respect anymore. Even in the so-called spiritual movement, conformity, for some strange reason, becomes popular for a lot of these people. You hear people praising the United Nations in some of these organizations or blessing the president. I have no problem with sending people love, even our own president, because that's the hardest thing to do, love your enemies. As another famous man that you may or may not know about said a long time ago, love your enemies. But point of the matter is, if we create our own perceptions and then thus our own reality based on a falsehood, just thinking like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, if we just put on those red shoes and we clack our three feet together three times saying, there's no place like home, there's no place like home, there's no place like home. Maybe that will all, that's all that's going to be necessary to effect a change. Just hope. Just wait. And I'm a peaceful person. We don't preach violence at all on this program. I was mostly given a historical reference when I just talked about the use of guns fighting behind trees. I'm not calling for any of that. What I am saying is there are ways we can fight other than using violence, talking amongst each other, and that does not necessarily give the New World Order more power. I understand their thinking with this, getting too caught up in the darkness, the negativity. I agree with that on an energy level. The reason I'm bringing all this to a head, because there are so few people out there that are willing to get out of one view of religion and investigating this issue, or dogma, and that goes for so many different belief systems. Well, belief systems is abbreviated down to BS. And we also know what BS is an abbreviation for also, don't we? That's right. It's BS. When you get to a point where you are a fool and you think you're the wise man because you've learned it all and you've read this and you've read that, you're on your way to continuing, perhaps, illusion, self-delusion. If you admit that you don't know it all and you have to continue to grow and build bridges with people we think we're going to build bridges with, then maybe we can move forward and realize that we don't have all the answers. I'm looking at this truth prayer vigil for police accountability that I just mentioned, which is going to be happening in 4 hours. I have to work, unfortunately, and make the rent money, so I can't be there. However, I send them my love, and I don't see how they are adding to the problem. And some people would see this as that way. But it says right here they're also going to be bringing prayer into it. And, you know, I always thought it was kind of cheesy to see people over the last couple of years with the candlelight vigils because it was a con protest, and I wanted to see something a little bit more powerful and dynamic in terms of bringing the information. But I'm starting to understand now that everybody has a part in this cast of characters in the new year. It's all of us, and many of you as well, have something to contribute. And with that, you know, I just want you to think about the concept of peace, how we can create our own peace in our own heart, and then, of course, move from there and take action without getting caught in the negativity and giving the New World Order more power. Reaching out to people in the spiritual community that don't know about 9/11, don't want to know about 9/11, don't want to know about anything other than the sweet smell of incense burning in the corner of their room. You have to learn how to bring them in with peaceful intentions into what we're trying to do, because this is going to need a larger galvanization of energy than many of you are probably aware of. I can give you a multitude of possible situations and ask you to call in about that, about what would happen. How would we create a better country if we were to get rid of Bush overnight? And many of the anchors holding down the power of the New World Order today, maintaining this power, maintaining its strength and expansion. If we were to take a broom and sweep that aside, what would we replace it with? And that is where things get very strange. Do you know why? Because you're going to have all these people, many of them with guns, that they fought their way to power, with these different ideas of how to run the country. I had a dark vision as I was getting ready for the show today, a thought of someone preaching the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution for whatever reason with a very, very large AR-15. Arguing with other patriots about how things are going to be done, who's going to have what. If you think the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution is the only place you have to look, and your big book, then you're sadly mistaken. Again, we have gotten to the point where we're fighting each other instead of the larger system as a whole. And I'm curious, from some of you out there listening today, how you feel about the current infighting going on right now, but most of all, not air dirty laundry, and of course, move forward and throw in your two cents on what you think we can do to move forward in this new year. And with that, last segment for this hour coming up in just a bit.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Get you on your feet again.
In the first hour of our two-hour broadcast of Outside the Box. We're going to be here every Saturday from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. That's 12 to 2 Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. in the U.K. And, of course, go to alexansary.com, A-L-E-X-A-N-S-A-R-Y, to see the weekly TV show. I did, of course, an exclusive last night with two different guests from SaveAccess.org discussing the recent attack launched from the telco companies, AT&T, Bell South, which are one, by the way, they laid off a bunch of people after they did that as well. But the site issue, we talked about that and the FCC's recent 3-2 ruling in favor of the telcos, noting that they would not have to abide by the franchise agreement, which provides the funding for Access TV. What it also does is move it out of the jurisdiction, the locality, to the federal government. You know, here we talk about this program, federalization of this and that. It's also entering my own medium on a very personal level. So this is, as I see it, a very personal war. Alex Jones has mentioned for a period of time that they are shutting Access TV centers around the nation. I really wish he would get some more people on his show to discuss that very issue, because it is more important than you realize. Some of you are not fans of Amy Goodman's Democracy Now. I'm not, but there's a lot of good programming that is put on Free Speech TV. They have played 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, late at night. That's how I got to see it. So you've got to understand that this is more than just low-power FM. You've got to understand what Access TV is if you don't know what it is already, and find out why it's a very valuable medium. So, of course, we're going to continue on that subject, and I want to get you to your phone calls as they come in, if they even come in. I know, it's a slow Saturday at 1-800-313-9443. More talk, more entertainment, moving out of the underground and into the mainstream after this break.